of those signs this evening. Let's give him praise and glory this evening. Let's give him honor and adoration for this first midweek service in the year 2023. This year, Lord, all I want is you. Father, all I want is you this year. This year, 2023, all I want is you. Speak to him this morning, this evening. Speak to him. Faithful and righteous God, we thank you for your faithfulness and your mercies. Thank you and thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' most precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. Your amen is weak.
Amen.
In Jesus' marvelous name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
The year 2023 shall be your best year yet.
Amen.
What you will see this year cannot be compared to what you have ever seen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are starting with him in January, you will end with him in December.
Amen.
There will be no season of break between now and December.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' marvelous name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
Help me take a look at your neighbor and say congratulations. Welcome to the new year again. Tell that neighbor again, Happy New Year. Say to him or her, Happy New Year. Tell that neighbor this year will be your year of turnaround. You are going up. You will never come down again. In Jesus' precious name. Put those hands together for the Lord. And please be seated comfortably. Glory to God. I am finally on the covenant highways of life. Glory to God. For the few minutes that we have tonight, we are going to be looking at something very crucial, a topic very crucial, and it is titled Unveiling the Covenant Platform for Empowerment. Unveiling the Covenant Platform for Empowerment. We are in the month of being empowered. We are in the month of empowerment, and prayer and fasting is the foundation for empowerment. And when we are talking about empowerment, we are talking about the empowerment that only the King of Glory gives. Not any kind of empowerment. We are talking about the most powerful empowering us. Isaiah chapter 58 and verses 6 to 10. It says, "Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free." It says, "And that ye break every yoke." It says, "Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house?" It says, "When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh." And then he said, "When this is done, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Thy health shall spring up speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee." It says, "The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward."
Amen.
Now, take a look at this. It says, "When thou call, he will answer you.
Amen.
Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am." And then it says, "Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon thy high places." He said, we are empowered for empowerment on the altar of prayer and fasting. Empowerment comes only on the altar of prayer and fasting. And one most important form of empowerment is that God answers us when we ask him questions. One proof of empowerment is that God answers us when we ask him questions. He gets our attention because our spirit is in tune with his spirit. So he gets our attention because our spirit is in tune with his spirit. He is always looking for our attention, but because our spirit is not in tune, we don't receive his attention. But on the altar of prayer and fasting, he gets our attention because the flesh is subdued and the spirit is alive. Glory to God. Jesus, our example, was in a fast for 40 days and praying. And the Bible says he returned from the fast in the power of the Spirit. He came back with the power of the Spirit. Luke chapter 4, verses 1 to 2. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. So that means he was fasting. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. He did eat nothing. And then in verse 14, it says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went a fame of him. And we can be empowered like Jesus, our example. Empowerment comes. Like if Jesus could ask for empowerment and be empowered on the altar of prayer, that is the King of Glory himself. So who are you and I that we won't need prayer and fasting for empowerment? Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So we are looking unto him. His empowerment came from the sacrifice of prayer and fasting. He says he endured in prayer and fasting, despising the shame of the cross. And prayer and his empowerment came from the sacrifice of prayer and fasting. And when we engage the same, we are also empowered the same. 1 Peter 2:21, it says, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. So we are following in his steps. And it is harder now because the Bible says that the last days are the days of empowerment. The last days are the days of empowerment. It says that the last days are the days of his power. Psalm 110 verses 1 to 3. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion, saying, rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauty of his holiness. The people will be willing in the day of his power. And we can only be empowered on the altar of prayer and fasting. So we are in the last days, which are the days of his power. That also means the last days are the days of prayer and fasting. And before now, they were not fasting and they were not praying. As a matter of fact, they went to Jesus one day and said to him, why is it that we fast and our disciples fast and your disciples are just eating and drinking everywhere? Jesus said, because it is not the end, it is not the last days yet. In the beginning of the last days, they will begin to fast. Nobody will tell them because they need empowerment. Luke chapter 5, when they asked him in verse 34, and he said unto them, can ye make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? And then in verse 35, but the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then they shall fast in those days. They will need empowerment in the last days because the wickedness of the wicked would have been doubled. The wickedness of the wicked would have been doubled. And then they will need empowerment. And the only way they can resist the enemy is on the altar of prayer and fasting when they receive empowerment. They will need prayer and fasting. While some pray to, listen to this very carefully. While some pray and fast to get things, prayer and fasting is best when we pray for empowerment. Because empowerment changes people's stories. You can't be empowered and remain on the same spot. You can be praying for things to happen and fasting for things to happen. But when we pray and fast to be empowered, things naturally happen on their own accord. Glory to God. That means the more of fasting and prayer we engage, the more we grow in empowerment and authority. The more of prayer and fasting we engage, the more we grow in empowerment and in authority. Matthew 17:21, he said, howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. The reason you could not command result, because they were asking him, Master, why couldn't we cast it out? It says, because your level of empowerment is low. That's why. You need to change level in empowerment if you want to see some things happen. There are some things that will never happen until empowerment is in place. And to see these things happen, we not only go into prayer and fasting, we change levels in empowerment. And that's why he says there are levels of empowerment. in Ezekiel chapter 47, if you read from verses 1 to 5, tells us that there are levels of empowerment. It tells us there is the knee, there is the ankle deep empowerment level. The second one is the knee deep empowerment level. And then the third one is the waist deep empowerment level. And then finally, there is an overflow. There is that, he says, it became a river that I refuse, that cannot swim over. It became that kind of empowerment has changed. So we change from empowerment in empowerment. An ankle knee deep empowerment level is limited to the ankle. The knee deep empowerment level is limited to the knee. The waist deep empowerment level means that it is limited to the waist. But when it becomes a river you cannot swim in, then it becomes that level of empowerment that all of us are craving after. You will get there.
Yeah.
I said we will get there.
Yeah.
The more empowered we are, the more we change levels. Stagnation, listen to this, is the foundation for frustration. Stagnation is the foundation for frustration. But this year, 2023, you will not be stagnant again.
Yeah.
You will not be frustrated.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 2 and verse 3, it says, ye have compassed this mountain long enough, turn you northward. In other words, change level. Whereas you are now, you may think you are the highest of the highest, but your changing level will let you know that you have not even gotten there yet. Until the river becomes one that we cannot pass through, we cannot rest in our quest for more empowerment. The more empowered we are, the more we change in levels. So we change in levels from ankle deep to knee deep, from knee deep to waist deep, and then from waist deep, it becomes an overflow. Micah chapter 2 and verse 10, it says, arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest. This is not your rest because it is polluted. Where you are is already polluted. It is not your rest. You are walking on the ground, but it is time for you to take off in the air. You are walking on the ground. It is time to take off in the air. Where you are now is not your rest. Don't think where you are is your rest. It is not your rest because God will still change your level. In the year 2023, somebody will experience 12 times change of levels.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Every month of this year, you will be changing levels.
Amen.
Every month of this year, your levels will change.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, very quickly, what empowerment is in prayer and fasting? We are going to look at 7 of them in the little time that we have. The Holy Spirit helping us. What empowerment is in prayer and fasting? And very quickly as I start, number one, empowerment for destroying yokes and deadly habits. Empowerment on the altar of prayer and fasting, we receive empowerment to destroy yokes and deadly habits. Isaiah 58 and verse 6, is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness and to undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free. And that what? Ye break every yoke. We receive empowerment on the altar of prayer and fasting to destroy yokes. Anything that looks like a yoke in your life that came in here with you to 2023, before this month is over, you will look for it, you won't find it again. They are dropping off you forcefully in this service. Isaiah 10, 25 to 27. For yet a little while, and the indignation shall cease. He says, and my anger in their destruction. And the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him, according to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Horeb. And as his rod was upon the sea, so shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day. What day? Today. That his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. One thing that prayer and fasting does is empowerment. And what is empowerment? The anointing. The empowerment is simply the baptism of the anointing. So the anointed is the empowered. And when the anointing comes, he says it destroys yokes. I don't care what name that yoke is. This month of January, you will look for it, you won't find it again. Number two, what empowerment do we receive on the altar of prayer and fasting? Empowerment for outbreak of revelation. Outbreak of revelation. This year, every spiritually blind eye will pop open. Isaiah 58 and verse 8, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. Then shall thy light, after he says in verse 8, then shall thy light, then in verse 10, what did he say there? In verse 10, and if thou draw thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity. Thy light shall rise in obscurity. This year, you will not lack solution. There is nothing like being kept in the dark. Being kept in the dark is dangerous. How many believe that? That is not knowing what to do. But prayer and fasting produces the empowerment that destroys that darkness. When we are in the dark and we go into prayer and fasting, it produces the light that is required for solution to appear. Revelation 3:18, he says, I counseled thee to buy me gold, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And then he says, and anoint thine eyes with eye salves, that thou mayest see like you should see. And when we begin to see like we should see, it changes our stories. How? Isaiah chapter 60, look at a man that light came to. Isaiah 60 verses 1 to 3, arise, shine. Why? Because of the light that has come. For thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And then what is the effect of the light? Gentiles shall come to thy light. Gentiles. You can't find people with light on the floor. People with light are always on top. They shine light to things, and people, they are always, everyone runs after the person that has light. Your light will shine. Yeah. The last confusion you ever witness is the last you will ever see. For somebody here, you become the center of attraction. In the year 2023, you will become the center of attraction. In the year 2023, the Lord will be opening your eyes and you will become the center of attraction. But it says we have access to that light in prayer and fasting. You will see things this year. This month, you will see things. Number three, quickly, empowerment for express answers to our prayers. Empowerment for express answers to our prayers. When you have reached a particular class with some organizations, you get a special dedicated line. You are not like every other person. When you have reached a particular class, maybe when you start calling, and then they say, are you so-so-so? They say, yeah. Oh, let me transfer you to the person that can help you. This is where everybody calls to. But for people like you, we transfer you to a dedicated line. Why? Because we don't want you to wait online. We don't want you to queue like every other person. You are regarded as a special customer that does not have to wait in line. As a matter of fact, you are given special preference. I know of some airlines that they tag you priority. How many understand what I'm talking about? They tag you priority. Even if you are the last person to enter the plane, your bag is the first to come out. Why? They don't want you to wait in line. It's called priority. Now, heaven grants those who call on him in special access when they add fasting to prayer. So while everybody is on the prayer queue, the one that adds fasting to his own is taken from the back to the front. He gets a dedicated line. Special answers to prayers. That's why he said, before they call, I have heard. While they are yet speaking, I've showed up. Why? Because they have added fasting to their question. Isaiah 58 and verse 9. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. And thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. Matthew 6, 5 to 7 says, pray in secret. And when you pray in secret, verses 16 to 18, add fasting to it. And when you add fasting to it, he says, thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward you openly. It shall be open reward for somebody now. Yeah. Express answers to our prayers when we add fasting to our prayer. Number four, empowerment for health and vitality. Empowerment for health and vitality. Prayer and fasting is medicinal. How many believe it? Prayer and fasting is medicinal. And I will show you how. It empowers us to clear off everything, buying and selling in our bodies. Isaiah 58 and verse 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. Thine health shall spring forth speedily. How? Empowerment received by our spirit man from the spiritual God, that the body begins to respond to it. Empowerment. The body, the spirit, our spirit receives empowerment. And then, from who? From God, the spirit. And then, our bodies, organs, begins to respond to the empowerment of the spirit man. You know, the spirit man controls the body. So empowerment received by the spirit man has capacity to control the body. That's why he said, my son, attend to my words. Proverbs 4, 20 to 22. Incline thine ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Why? For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. The words we receive in what we see, you know, the first thing we said was that thy light shall break forth, that access to revelation. And when that revelation comes and we put it to work, it destroys everything buying and selling in the body. From now, anything that is causing you pain, it shall die today in the name of Jesus Christ. Prayer and fasting empowers us to see the medicine in the word, and our flesh begins to respond. Number five, very quickly, empowerment for divine guidance. Empowerment for divine guidance. That it looks good does not make it good. Oh, that business looks so awesome. That business looks so good. Let me just go into it. You will find out later that you have done something. But that will not be you. So what are we saying? In the year 2023, as we engage prayer and fasting these first 21 days, the remaining days of the year, God will be guiding us by himself. Where we are not supposed to go, he will not let us get there. Any business that will not work, it will not let us, it'll allow us to engage in it. You know, some people bought lands where we are coming from. You are still paying for the land. You have paid though. You have paid the first time. They said the land is 1 million. You paid. After 20 months, they come again. You have to pay again. We have increased. You pay again. And something was telling you. You said something, but it was the Holy Spirit telling you, don't do it. But you said, no, you know, it's okay, it's fine. So till now, you are still investing in the land. There are some things that are not worth it. and the Holy Spirit, it will not make sense to a natural man. It will only the spiritual can gather it. And the spiritual are the ones that are engaged in prayer and fasting to say, you know what, let me walk away from this thing. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make spiritual sense. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. Isaiah 58:11. He says, the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Prayer and fasting enhances our access to heavenly guidance. Divine guidance, listen to this very carefully. Divine guidance is when we make decisions that the normal mind does not make sense to the normal mind. You got two jobs. One is 100,000. The other one is 45. But God said, take the 45 because I know what I'm doing. I have seen the end from the beginning. Take the 45. Everybody will call you cuckoo. Something is wrong with him. You got a job of 100,000. You are leaving you are taking the one of 45 and leaving the 100. What sense does that make? Glory to God. But God will guide you this time. The truth of the matter is Isaiah 48 and 17. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit. If it is God that led you to it, you cannot suffer from it. I am thy God that teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go, which means there is a way that thou shall not go. He leadeth you by the way that thou shouldest go. And when he leads, he always leads up. God will always lead up. Verse 21, and they thirsted not when he led them through the deserts. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He cleaved the rock also, and the waters gushed out. Everywhere your blessing is hiding, the Lord will lead you to it this year. What empowerment do we receive on the altar of prayer and fasting? Number 6, empowerment for supernatural breakthrough. Supernatural breakthrough. Isaiah 58 and verse 12. He says, And they that shall be of thee shall build the old wastes, old places. And thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. But look at it in this translation, CEV translation. It says, you will rebuild those houses left in ruins for years. You will be known as a builder and repairer of city walls and streets. That is, you will be empowered for the impossible. That's what he's saying. This morning I called it, as we were in covenant hour of prayer this morning, the Lord led me to a scripture. He called it inexplainable but undeniable. That is, the things that will be happening in your life and around you, people will not be able, if anybody is able to explain what your triumph or your breakthrough, it is not from God. It is your work. But when it is from God, it will be inexplainable but undeniable. You won't be able to explain it, but because of what is happening, you cannot deny it. Acts of Apostles 4:16, saying, what shall we do to this man? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all that dwell in Jerusalem. And we cannot deny it. We cannot deny it. This year, somebody will be announced. Yeah. After Jesus came down from the altar of prayer and fasting, the Bible says his fame started. His fame started. It says in Luke 4:14, it says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And then in verse 37 again, it says, and the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. That is, this year, your breakthrough this year will be hard to explain. But also hard to deny. It will be hard to explain. But they will not be able to deny it. Somebody's changing level this year. What empowerment finally? Empowerment for access to our high places of life. Access to our high places of life. After this prayer and fasting, no one will be found on the floor again. Amen. Isaiah 58 and verse 6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let your prayers go free, and that ye break every yoke. And then it says in verse 14. So, in verse 6, fasting will take away the yoke. In verse 14, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. This prayer and fasting will take you from the back to the front, from the floor to the mountaintop, in the name of Jesus Christ. This will be your story this year. Habakkuk 3:17-19 will be your story. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall there be fruit in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. And then all of a sudden, the Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. In other words, it will take me from the floor and take me to the top. Amen. I didn't hear your amen. Amen. It will take you from the floor and take you to the top. Amen. You that people have been looking down on, they will be looking up to you. Rise up on your feet with me. And let's give God thanks this evening. Praise and glory, honor and adoration. Father, we thank you. We exalt you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Be thou magnified. Be thou glorified. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have prayed. Amen. Somebody's here tonight, all heads bowed, all eyes closed. We want to say, Lord Jesus, I want to know you as my Lord and my Savior. That's where it starts from. If you don't know him, you can't partake of him. Or you did know him before, but you walked out on him, and you also want to say, Lord Jesus, I want to rededicate my life to you. I want to begin this year on a new slate. Why not tonight? If you are in any of those categories, you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, put your right hand on your heart wherever you are. Let me quickly pray with you. Someone else wants to say, Lord Jesus, I want to rededicate my life. Why not tonight? Put your right hand on your heart. Let me pray with you. All heads bowed and all eyes closed. And if you are doing that, please repeat these words after me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you tonight just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day you rose again that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, because now I'm born again. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them. Let the same grace preserve them. These ones will never go back to perdition again. They will begin to take root downwards, bear fruit upwards to the praise and to the glory of your name. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we have given thanks. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Now, please take note very quickly tonight. Glory to the name of the Lord. Please take note very quickly tonight as you partake of the table tonight. Not only is your story changing, your body will be changing. Yeah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Any discomfort that you may have seen before now, it shall be discomforted out of your body. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, everlasting Father. Blessed be your holy name. In the glorious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For everyone that said that prayer online, please send a text message to the number that has been displayed and somebody will be getting in touch with you. And if you said that here on ground, well, I believe somebody is by your side already, even in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.